This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It was crowded here at Marketplace World Headquarters today. 8 people, a couple of contractors too. Most of the time, though, as I think I've said, not a whole lot of bodies here. And almost 4 years on since the beginning of the pandemic, that is the pattern in a whole lot of offices and commercial spaces. And not just in China, as Jennifer was talking about before the break. Moody's Analytics, which has data going back to 1979, reports that office vacancy rates in the United States have hit an all-time high of 19.6%. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
Last year was actually a big year for people going back to the office. As Julie Whalen at commercial real estate firm CBRE puts it,
a year where organizations kind of decided who they were going to be.
A fully remote company, fully in person, hybrid. She says many companies have landed on wanting people back in the office some of the time, but not every day.
Which means that there is less space that's needed because people aren't occupying space as often.
Matt Anderson at the real estate-focused data analytics company TREP says, imagine you're the chief financial officer for a company that's decided it's officially going hybrid.
And if you happen to go in on a Monday or Friday and you look at all this empty real estate that you're still paying rent for, I have to think that those CFOs are going to be thinking, there must be something I can do here. Can I shrink my footprint? And so I think that's part of what's been going on.
The city that's seen the biggest increase in office vacancies is San Francisco, says Nick Lutke at Moody's.
I think that that's not going to catch anybody by surprise.
He says other cities have seen big increases too, including Austin, Seattle, and Raleigh-Durham. Around the country, there's a lot of talk of converting some of that vacant office space into much-needed housing. Julie Whalen at CBRE says it's not just talk.
Today, there are more conversions than ever that are happening at a national level.
But even so, she says, it's still less than 1.5% of all the office inventory that's out there. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.